New HSE figures obtained by RTE News show that in August of this year, there were children in Dublin waiting 13 years to be seen by a primary care psychologist. The service, run by the HSE, is designed for those under the age of 18 experiencing mild to moderate mental health difficulties. Our reporter Aisling Kenny has the story and she's with us now to tell us more. Aisling, what do these figures show?
Well, Justin, they show that more than 28,000 children are currently waiting to be seen by a primary care psychologist. Now, that's up from 17,000 children 2 years ago. Over 15,000 have been waiting more than a year. That number is up from nearly 7,000 in 2023. So it's more than doubled in 2 years. Now, the service is designed as an early intervention before a child might need to be seen by a service such as the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service, known as CAMHS, which is for young people with moderate to severe mental health difficulties. Now, we've obtained figures showing that in August this year in Dublin Northwest, the longest wait time was 13 years for an appointment with a primary care psychologist. Now, the HSE has since come back and they've said that the wait time has now been reduced to 10 years in that area, which is still the longest waiting time across the country.
And Aisling, you've spoken to parents of children who have been waiting years in some cases.
I did. I spoke to a woman who wants to remain anonymous. Her daughter is autistic. She's been on the primary care waiting list for 5 years, but was never seen by a psychologist.
They never saw our children. They did meet with the parents once or twice, but that was it. And then after that, we actually got no help whatsoever. And we were told the waiting list was years long. So then the situation got really worse and worse in our house. We had daily, hourly meltdowns, which sometimes became very violent. Sometimes she would lose the ability to walk or talk. It was extremely distressful for her, for her brother, for the rest of the family. It was, in fact, very hard for us to even know what to do. It was just so hard that one night we actually ended up going to Crumlin ourselves. We were totally at a loss at what to do anymore. It felt very unsafe as a family. The violence had really gotten quite bad. We were worried for her sanity, actually, and what was going to happen to her. So we went to Crumlin. We were very lucky and met the psychology team there, who then referred us on to CAMHS, which was very helpful for us because they've been amazing and they really helped us with trying to work through some of the things that were going on. We still had not received any help at all from primary care. It's been a really difficult situation and we feel really let down by the service. And we kind of are still at a loss, really, of what to do.
Now, this woman's daughter has been moved off the primary care waiting psychology waiting list and onto a wait list for the Children's Disability Network team. From talking to parents, that is something that seems to happen regularly, children being moved on and off the primary care psychology wait list. Jamie Williams' four-year-old daughter is showing traits of autism and ADHD and has constant anxiety. Now, in September this year, she was moved from the primary care psychology waiting list after being seen to a waitlist for the primary care area assessment team. But she's been told that she'll have to wait another 6 years for this assessment to happen. And Jamie says her daughter is struggling on a daily basis while waiting on services she desperately needs.
She struggles every day just to try and live a normal life, you know, and managing day to day. It would be a roller coaster. An absolute roller coaster. You know, we might have 10 meltdowns in a day. I have gone above and beyond to beg for help for her through the pediatrician's office, through anyone, because of how she struggles. And I just, sorry. If not for our dedication to helping her ourselves, like, she, God knows where she would end up. We're doing all this without help, without assistance. And so I'm stuck researching therapies and things to do at home and researching possible diagnoses just so we have half a clue at what we're dealing with, because we're not going to know until she's, what, 10 years old? That's a joke.
That's Jamie Williams there. Aisling, what are psychiatrists saying?
Well, Justin, psychiatrists say the long waiting list is impacting on CAMHS waiting lists, and they say children's mental health is getting worse due to the lack of services. Now, I spoke to Dr. Patricia Byrne. She's a consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist and chair of the Child and Adolescent Faculty in the College of Psychiatry. Now, she says the lack of primary care psychology services is resulting in CAMHS almost reaching breaking point. Dr. Byrne says that the longer children are left without services, the more prolonged their distress and the more likely they will be to develop more serious mental health difficulties.
There is a complete lack of available and timely services in this area, resulting in a huge increase in referrals of these children to CAMHS services, stretching very, very limited services further to almost breaking point at times. The impact is horrendous for those children and families who see their children experiencing mental health difficulties without availability and access to a service. What we know for any child or young person is that early intervention is the most efficient way to help reduce distress, strain and improve recovery.
That's Dr. Patricia Byrne there. Aisling, do we know why a primary care psychology waiting lists are so long?
Well, psychiatrists say there are a number of reasons why this is the case. They say that they've been chronically underfunded, under-resourced, understaffed for many years. Ireland has an increasing population and one of the youngest in Europe, along with a significant increase in the rates of mental health disorders. Now, experts say all of this has led to a massive mismatch in resources versus demand.
The Children's Ombudsman has been very critical of the long waiting lists. You've spoken to him. What did he say?
Yes, I spoke to Dr. Niall Muldoon and he says that the numbers are hard to fathom and he said the system is failing children.
It's a time bomb waiting to happen because those children, the longer they have to wait for the first intervention, the more likely they are to need longer treatment. And when it's up as far as 13 years, I mean, that's not a waiting list. That's just diabolical. That's outside of your childhood now. I mean, you won't even go onto that waiting list till you're probably five. So that child is an adult now and that should never happen.
Aisling, GPs are also critical of the primary care psychology services.
They are. I spoke to one GP, Dr. Sinead Feeney, who is a doctor in the Cressid Medical Centre in Galway, and she says the lack of primary care psychology services is a huge problem for patients.
There's basically no point, as far as I can make out, in referring patients to primary care psychology because the referrals either come back to us saying that they've been added to the waiting list and they can be expected to be seen in a few years or we're told that they're not the appropriate service and that we should look elsewhere, but there is no other option, especially for a child who's from a family that doesn't have the means to go privately.
That's Dr. Sinead Feeney there. Aisling, where do people access primary care psychologists?
Well, the HSE says there are 181 primary care centres across the country, but it said that due to limited numbers and the breadth of their work, psychologists are not located in every one of those centres nationally. The HSE does say that there are 200 psychologists working in primary care overall, and they say that they are available in each health area.
And what has the HSE said then about what's being done to address the situation?
Well, in a statement, the HSE said it acknowledged that some individuals are facing very long wait times for primary care psychology. It said that from 2017 to 2025, there's been a 62% increase in referral rates for primary care psychology, and it said that this remains a challenge. It said children's services, by their nature, are more complex in presentation and require more episodes of attendance compared to services for adults. Now, I just want to say as well, we did ask to do an interview with the Minister of State at the Department of Health with the responsibility for mental health, Mary Butler, but she was not available.
Aisling, thank you. It is 8:24.